This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Pete Buttigieg, his campaign's over. He doesn't realize it yet. Actually, he probably does. But his campaign's over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I wanted you to hear it here first, that Buttigieg is not going to win. Mr. Alfred E. Newman lookalike, the gay version of Alfred E. Newman, thinks that he's running a successful campaign. He's not. He's done as well as you would expect him to do to be a little town mayor. We'll get more into it. But he was asked a question to name three things about himself that people don't know, and he struggled to do it. So here's that. Here's him being asked the question.
That's a hard one, just because I feel like when you run for president, somebody once called it an MRI of the soul. By the end of it, or frankly by the middle of it, you feel like people have got to know just about everything about you. I'll mention one. People keep asking me why I'm not more outwardly emotional. And one of the things I think people don't know about me is how passionate I am. It's probably why I've learned to deal with things in a way that tries to be as calm as possible. Because I feel so passionate about things I see going on around the world and things I see happening right around me. What else don't people know about me? They probably don't know as much about the things I'm bad at, because you don't advertise those. Although I think people are beginning to learn that I can't dance. It's just, I just can't. Exactly. Somebody saw me doing the, I won't even do it, the raise the roof thing. Gosh, I'm looking at Chess now to think of anything else that people don't already know about me.
You play the piano?
Yeah, but people know that, right? I don't
Your
know.
Your favorite what? Food?
Beef jerky.
Are you a foodie?
Yeah.
I got a
Did you say beef
on
jerky?
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the question. Do you eat in the middle of the night? Are you no?
No, I'm pretty well behaved.
All right. Beer, I don't know. Tequila.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, three things that we don't know about you that we probably should know, because you're running for president. You speak in a lot of platitudes, and tell us something we don't know. No, I'm pretty much an open book. I'm passionate. You don't see my passion. Okay. Wow, not quick on his feet at all. He could have said, I love boxing. I know, you know, you wouldn't, to look at me, you think, what is this guy like boxing? I like fishing. Hey, I once dated a girl. I one time worked on a paper route. Before I ran for mayor, I did this. One time my mother chastised me for doing this. I mean, do you know how many things I could tell you about myself that you probably don't know? Even if you read my books, you wouldn't know. You know, like one time my brother, we were going to go fishing down at the lake and swimming, and I hated being naked. I hate being naked. No reason. I got a spectacular body, but I hate being naked. Maybe it's because it intimidates other people, and I don't like the look on their faces when they see my beautiful body. But anyway, I was like 10 years old, and I hated being naked, and my brother knew it, and we had a little 8mm video camera, and my grandfather would just use this thing to take pictures, and he would just wave it around. He would never be a cinematographer, because he moved things so fast, it was like a cheetah, you know, or a monkey was on him, and just, anyway, my brother got it. I'm getting out of my clothes to get into my swimsuit, and I'm down, you know, butt naked on the, got the door where you can't really see me. And we're in the middle of the country. It's not like anybody's going to drive by. And next thing I look, I'm hitting the click of the camera because it was loud. And my brother's filming me as I'm getting dressed. And so you wouldn't know that about me. And you didn't know that I don't like being naked because it intimidates people. And I don't like that looking, that horrible look in their eyes like, oh my God, I can't compete. It's okay. So, you know, I could give you five reasons You know, really quick, things you don't know about me. Do you know I played 2 years of softball? Yeah, that's why I'm an expert in baseball, and I'm willing to give you stats, because I played 2 years of softball. I was a mediocre, I was a good athlete that had no training, a good natural athlete that had no training, which is why I appeared to be mediocre. But I would do spectacular things. Like, I made the only triple play in multiple seasons of co-ed baseball. And the play I made was unbelievable. People that were with me that day talk about that play. I literally jumped out of my feet when I was playing shortstop and I'd moved over towards second. They hit the ball. I jumped higher than anybody ever imagined I could. I had great ups. And I catch a ball that was hit on a rope, right? I catch that ball as the guy on second base is about to run to third, because he doesn't think there's any way I can catch it. I'm coming down and I tag him. The guy who's now halfway to second, who was on first, I just throw the ball over to first and I make a triple play. And I remember coming off the field and a woman going, who brought the ringer? Yeah, you learned something else about me. But here's the thing. Buttigieg can't find anything else to tell you about himself. He's an open book. Hey, you do know I'm gay, right? Not me, Buttigieg. Huh? Let's be clear. It's not Kevin Jackson saying he's gay. It's Buttigieg. You do know I'm gay, right? You do know my husband. Hey, Chance or whatever his name is. What else do I have? What else have I not told him? Huh? Am I a top or am I a bottom? You know, what? That's gay sex talk for those of you who don't know. So all these different things that we know him. We know him. Yeah. Passionate. He's bad at dancing. And, oh, what's that other thing? And here's Don Lemon. Oh, do you like this? Or do you like that? Oh, my gosh. But here's why Buttigieg has real problems. He's questioning the irregularities of the Nevada caucus. Yeah. He says, I don't believe the result. And he's not fighting for first place because that was solidly in the camp of the communist, Bernie Sanders. He trounced everybody in Nevada. I don't know why. I don't know why Nevada Democrats are resonating with Bernie. But they are. So he trounces them. And so Buttigieg says, well, if I can move into second, because it's razor thin between him and Vice President Joe Biden, former vice president, if he could just move in the second, it'll give him a little more of a lifeline. See, Buttigieg is, he's grasping at straws. And that's when I can tell you that, and what I'm going to be telling you next, is why Buttigieg is not going to win. He's not going to be the Democrats' nominee. He can't be grasping at straws.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's fun watching all these Democratic candidates. Every one of them flawed beyond belief. I'm not talking about flawed like got a divorce under their belt or, you know, whatever. I'm talking about flawed in ways they cannot overcome. Ways that are so contradictory to themselves. This is generally what Republicans go through. They'll say, oh, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, it turns out he's gay, or it turns out he was having an affair, or whatever. These are Democrats that are finding out that their own policies are eating them up. Joe Biden agrees with separatists and is a racist. Okay? Elizabeth Warren steals identities of minorities and uses that to her advantage. And will pander to the white collar beer drinking crowd. Right? Pete Buttigieg, I'm going to talk more about him in a second, so let me just delay that. Bloomberg has endorsed Trump. He's endorsed George Bush. Bloomberg has redlined. I mean, we played a clip from Van Jones. Bloomberg's done all kinds of stuff. He's got contradictions. Who else? Who else is running? Does it matter? Klobuchar, Steyer. Filthy rich
white folks, for now exclusively, filthy rich white people, still not bringing Tulsi Gabbard to the stage. I guess Tulsi's still sort of in the race. They won't bring in the Pacific Islander young woman vet. I mean, it's hard to believe that you could have a person with those level of qualifications in the party of tolerance doesn't even want her on the stage. Who else is there? Seriously. Oh, so we've got Bernie Sanders. Oh, Sanders, walking, talking contradiction, probably the biggest of them all. The socialist who is a multimillionaire who has a summer camp. Because all Vermonters have a summer camp. Really, Bernie? All Vermonters. No, they don't. And they don't pay cash. They don't pay $575,000 cash for their summer camps. So there's many things that these guys are contradictory about. So Buttigieg, he was like, hey, listen, we got to recount this stuff. Joe Biden, when at 60% of the votes counted back in Nevada, Joe Biden was roughly 20%. Buttigieg, 15.3%. Warren, 10.1%. All of them together don't add up to what Bernie got. But Buttigieg is fighting for second place. And I'm telling you right now, Buttigieg, he's got very little chance of being the Democrats' candidate for what I'm about to tell you. Because little city mayor Pete Buttigieg's day in the sun is over. I'm actually surprised he lasted this long. He's about as prepared to be president as Barack Obama was. Now, translated for the political illiterate, Buttigieg was not qualified in the least to be president of the United States. I just want to be clear to the leftist morons that audit my program and then send me nasty grams. I always have to give them something to be mad about. So let me ask you this. How many little town mayors run for president these days? I don't know any. Now, let me tell you what little town mayors do. They usually run for state rep or state senator at best. Maybe governor at some point. But they go through that stair step. Buttigieg says, no, I can go from a town with under 100,000 population running that poorly to becoming president. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about South Bend and Buttigieg's record. Because, in short, nothing significant has been accomplished unless you count racial strife. South Bend remains like most Democrat-run cities. It's stuck in the 1900s. Market Watch reported this about South Bend. The city's population peaked in the 1960 census and today has 30% fewer residents. It's now about 100,000 people, roughly the size of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Sparks, Nevada, Lakewood, New Jersey, or Burbank, California. Population loss has been hard on South Bend. A study published earlier this year by my research center reported that the average home there was worth less than it would cost to rebuild it. In his book, Shortest Way Home, One Mayor's Challenge and a Model for America's Future, Buttigieg mentions a home he owns in the city that cost a mere $60,000. That same home would be worth between 10 to 15 times in most major cities in the United States. Now, when I saw that, I said to myself, imagine a mayor of a city lamenting the lower cost of living in your hometown. In fact, it was touted. South Bend was touted for this very thing as a great place to live because it's 68.4% of the national average of what it takes to survive, the standard of living. Now, to contrast that, San Jose, California is like 284% the standard of living. Now, you can look at that and go, oh, look at our standard of living is so high in San Jose. But don't take that, don't get it twisted. $60,000 and you can own a home. The average home cost in South Bend, Indiana is $68,900. For under $70,000, you can own the average home in the town of South Bend. That should be a selling point. Buttigieg laments that if you removed our houses somewhere else, we could price them out of range of everybody. Dummy? I understand that people make investments in their homes, and resale should keep pace with the cost to rebuild it. But 10 to 15 times value in a major city as a litmus test shows you're detached. I would rather live in a $70,000 home that I can afford to maintain and upkeep than move it somewhere else and have to pay $700,000 for it. You know what the cost is to have a $70,000 mortgage and you've paid $7,000 down? You're talking less than apartments in most cities. You're paying the $300-$500 a month mortgage versus $3,000-$4,000. People in Manhattan and New York pay $4,000 for one-bedroom apartments. See, what Buttigieg doesn't tell you is he's done nothing for his city. By the way, the crime level in South Bend is double that of Indiana and double that of the state and double that of the national average. But Buttigieg doesn't want to tell you that. He doesn't want to tell you that the crackdown on black thugs in his city was because of that crime rate. And that he should be fighting. You know, when the blacks are mad at him, he should be saying, what are you mad at me for? Look at the crime rate. He says he wants to bring back technology. He refitted the Studebaker old manufacturing plant, made it into this sort of incubator. And all they do is talk about ideas. He's running on the work of Mitch Daniels, the former governor, Mike Pence, the VP, and Donald Trump. That's what he's running on. But he wants you to think that he's a successful mayor. He's not. And he's got big problems because now black people want minimum wage in his town that doesn't need a $15 minimum wage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly considering appointing a coronavirus czar. The political website Politico says the official would be responsible for coordinating the U.S. government response to the growing global threat. Dr. Marcus Plessia is the chief medical officer with Ask Thea Health. He tells Fox News there's always been a concern that this coronavirus outbreak could go global.
We have known, we've been aware that something like this could happen for a long time, and lots of communities have made a lot of preparation for exactly that. So we're prepared, we're ready to move forward. State and local health departments are already working on this issue.
A federal appeals court is giving the Trump administration a victory in the fight over sanctuary city policies. The court ruled the feds can withhold money from states and cities that don't cooperate with government efforts to curb illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking to white middle-class Americans, white working-class Americans, promising to make America great again. Your stump speech, your critics say, sounds like nothing works in America, hasn't for generations. Is America great?
In many ways, we are. In some ways, very significant ways, we're not. We're not great when half of our people today are living paycheck to paycheck. When 500,000 people tonight are going to be sleeping out on the streets, including 30,000 veterans. You know, my father came to this country at the age of 17 without a nickel in his pocket. Couldn't speak a word of English, had very limited education. We are a great nation.
What a hopeful message from Bernie Sanders, a man who wants to be president of the United States, leader of the free world. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Gotta love it when a president says, well, we're great at many things, but there are things we're not great at. We're not great here. You know, look, we get it. Are we perfect? No. But you know what? We are the best country in the world when it comes to fixing its problems. Explain to me, Bernie, how you're gonna run a country. Well, first of all, I'd like to know when these leftists say these types of things, where is it perfect? You know the answer. There is nothing perfect. But here's Bernie. He's got to let us know, yeah, there's good things about you, but there's also the bad things about you. And I've got to remind you of the bad things about you. See, that's what the left does. That's what they do in education. That's what they do in business. You can't be running a business and not taking advantage of your employees or taking advantage of the roads and bridges. No, you must be. If you aren't politically correct and giving money using all refurbished product that's sustainable and not using Laotian child labor, then you're okay. And by the way, you're okay doing any of the ills of business, of capitalists, as long as you donate to Democrats. You can do whatever you want. Put in a social justice program that says, I'm going to make more blacks, women, LGBT, and put them into management. Here's my plan, and you can do what you want. You could dirty the air. You could take dumps in the water and sell it as Avion, and nobody will care. That's what the left is about. So Sanders wants to remind you, you're not great. So what, you overcame slavery by Democrats? So what, you overcame the lack of civil rights again by Democrats, his party? So what, America? You still got problems. You still got opportunity gaps and achievement gaps and all these other gaps. By the way, all created by Democrats. What could solve the gaps? Well, whole families, a moral and ethical core brought on by some form of religious training or religious belief. But no, you're a kook if you want that. Because if you want that, it'll fix the problems. And then what will we do? That's what Bernie's essentially saying. Where will we go? What will we do? If I can't convince you that you're wrong, that your morality is putting too much pressure on me. Therefore, you're triggering me. I need to go to my cry closet. You are a bully for believing in God and having a moral core and the ability to withstand anything in your life because you believe that Jesus, as one of my friends would say, is the chairman of the board of your life. How dare you? How dare you make me feel inferior? How dare you get good grades? How dare you run a company successfully and not buy into the social media BS? How dare you, Kevin Jackson, want to go into schools and talk about empowerment when we have so many victims to create? How dare you? How dare you try to make America great, Donald Trump? How dare you? How dare you try to have us overcome all the problems and ills of society, including racism? You racist? How dare you give Jack Johnson a posthumous pardon? How dare you free Alice Marie Johnson under your criminal justice reform plans? How dare you do that? How dare you lift people out of poverty and off of welfare rolls? Put them into jobs that are meaningful so they can provide for their families. Give the job mobility so they can move around and actually get more money. Have companies that are running to the point where they will give higher salaries than the minimum wage and so on and so forth. How dare you? It's the same thing that Buttigieg was talking about. He says, by the way, the guy's done nothing for South Bend, Indiana. He hasn't. I talked about it earlier, but I'm not going to recant it. But anyway, how dare you do all these great things? And I want to talk about one of the things I talked about with Buttigieg, where he says the homes in South Bend are 10 times less or 20 times less than they would be if they were in big cities. That's what he said. What Buttigieg is saying is, I wish my town had unaffordable housing. I just want to reiterate that point. Yeah, America's not great until the homes in my town are unaffordable like those in New York, like those in Chicago. Then we'll be great. Then we can raise all our salaries. It goes unnoticed on Buttigieg and many others in the Democratic Party that when you live in small town America, you don't need to make $15 an hour because houses cost $100,000 house is a lot of house. It's amazing. But Bernie Sanders says, no, America's not great. What are you talking about, man? Many of these leftists believe the same thing. It's not great. Here's Senator Perdue talking about Trump versus Sanders.
Well, we have every opportunity to get the House back. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a gift to the Republican Party and the economic turnaround that President Trump is executing right now. Look, we have the greatest contrast that America has ever had, I think, between two potential presidents here. On the one hand, you've got Donald Trump, who is executing the greatest economic turnaround in U.S. history. On the other hand, you've got Bernie Sanders, who's lived off somebody else his entire life, promising free stuff.
Senator Perdue couldn't be more right. There hasn't been a bigger gap between the candidates than at any time. I mean, there's no bigger gap. Even Barack Obama going against John McCain, who I can't stand either one of them, but there was a big gap between John McCain and Barack Obama. Big gap. You can not like McCain, but still see that. You know, if you had to pick your poison, and not as president, but just in general, character, etc., I'd go with McCain. I would hold my nose and do it, but I'd go with McCain. But in this particular case, you're talking about an accomplished individual, Donald Trump, versus the piker. The dude always looking for the easy way out. And there you go. You got Bernie Sanders. And the Democrats seem to enjoy that he's there. Good for them. Good for them. But, wow. I talked earlier about the moral decay of society that would allow
a person like Bernie Sanders to actually get ahead. And we are putting together this thing that, because I told people, you can measure Bernie Sanders in a really easy way. And I noticed it, and I knew other people did, because I found videos of people that had made similar things. But when Bernie Sanders used to talk about the millionaires and the billionaires, and we're making a really cool production about it, but he would talk about the millionaires and the billionaires. And you know what? Suddenly Bernie quit talking about the millionaires. He was only talking about the billionaires. Now, Bernie can play, he can play games with it, but he was upset that people were millionaires and billionaires were getting over. But the minute he became a millionaire, he stopped talking about the millionaires. See, that's how Bernie works. That's how his whole ilk works. Is if he can demonize you until he gets there. So here's what I will tell you. What would happen if Bernie got to the billionaire status? Because he's already telling you. If he got to the billionaire status, you know what would suddenly happen? He'd be upset about, he couldn't talk about the billionaires. He would be, where would he go? Would it be the quadrillionaires? Bernie, he's quick to abandon when it fits him. So I would ask anybody that wants to vote for him, for the record, I don't care if you do or you don't. I think you're an idiot if you vote for Bernie Sanders, because he's telling you how disingenuous he is. But if you decide to do that, understand he's a guy that it's, you know, as long as it fits my life, I'm cool with it. But you are a chess pawn in his little game, because the minute Bernie became a millionaire, he took himself out of the mix. You can no longer criticize the millionaires. You can only criticize the billionaires. What else does he take himself out of the mix for? Doesn't pay his female staffers the same amount of money as he's supposed to. He says, oh, I'm all for equal this, equal that. But he doesn't pay his staffers the money. His female staffers the same as he pays men. What's Bernie do? Nothing. He removes himself from, I'm for the rights of women. There's no one that can talk about my rights of women. And Elizabeth Warren calls him out and says, hey, look, you said that women couldn't be president. You told me this. I didn't say that. I don't know whether he did or he didn't, but his record she may be right.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But we begin tonight with another test of America's ability to be shocked by Donald Trump, who has very deliberately shocked America to the point where he hopes that shock has been replaced by acceptance. The president is a Russian operative. That sounds like the description of a bad Hollywood screenplay, but it is real. And it is Vladimir Putin's greatest achievement. Decades after America's victory in the Cold War and the collapse of the Soviet Union, the President of the United States is now helping the President of Russia help the President of the United States to get reelected so that the President of Russia will have four more years of the President of the United States who he wants in the Oval Office. This is one of those shocking news days, if you retain the capacity to be shocked, in the Trump era by the Trump regime, which might be better labeled the Trump-Putin regime. And it's one of those breaking news situations that suddenly makes recent news make more sense, like the recent news that Donald Trump has outdone himself by appointing one of the most ridiculous, incompetent stooges in the Trump administration to be nothing less than the acting director of national intelligence. The president gave that job to his current ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, who intends to remain ambassador to Germany while being the acting director of national intelligence. And Richard Grenell will be replacing Joseph McGuire, who was serving as an acting director of national intelligence. And he expected to be nominated by the president to be confirmed by Mitch McConnell's Senate as the official director of national intelligence until Vladimir Putin showed Donald Trump that he needed an even more incompetent director of national intelligence, because Vladimir Putin is working hard to reelect his favorite president of the United States in history.
It's all Putin's fault. It's all Putin's fault. Welcome back, everybody. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC. You got to love these guys. Here's what I love about this, and I'm going to give you a visual. When I grew up, we had roaches, and we always have Raid or something around, and I would grab a can of Raid. I'd rather enjoyed this. I'd go spray a roach, and then you watch it just, you know, start flicking and twitching and all that, and of course it died. And, you know, of course the little paw would move a little bit, but then it would finally take its last breath, and that was the end of the roach. And I liken watching O'Donnell and the left lose it over everything Trump does to spraying roaches. And I have to say, I get some enjoyment out of it. I really do. This guy wants you to believe. He says, shock replaced by acceptance. Trump is trying to shock you so much that you finally accept it. He is indeed doing that. He's shocking you with winning. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Show. He goes on to say, the president of the United States is a Russian operative. A guy who couldn't have demonstrated more that he cares more about America than anybody else. And this dude wants you to believe President Trump is a Russian operative. But I love when he said this. He says, he called him Putin's greatest achievement, but he said, Trump is helping Russia help Trump to get Trump elected. So Russia will have President Trump. And I thought, wait a minute. So Trump is helping Russia to help Trump get Trump elected. I think maybe Donald Trump should just cut out the middleman. And maybe Trump should just help himself get elected. Or, here's a novel idea. Maybe we could get Lawrence O'Donnell to get the Democrats to stop helping Trump get elected. Wow. The guy wants you to believe that the man who coined the phrase MAGA, Make America Great Again, who's got no ties to Russia, proven with $40 million of your tax dollars, is a puppet of Putin. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders, who seems to really enjoy communism, so much so that he honeymooned in Russia, but he's not a puppet of anybody. Everybody, Bernie would be great. I'm really waiting to see who Lawrence O'Donnell wants in office when the Democrats finally narrow down to the two or three players left. I want to know who he picks, because if he picks Bernie Sanders, I'm going to email him this clip. I'm going to say, wait a minute, Lawrence. Then he goes, but here's what's really funny. And I love these people that know nothing about a person. I've met Richard Grenell multiple times. And here's what I tell you about Richard Grenell. Probably one of the most competent dudes I've ever met. I am so impressed by him. Richard is gay. He's not flamboyantly gay, but he's a gay Republican. It's out there that, yeah, I'm gay. Big deal. I'm here to serve at the behest of the president.
his work in Germany has been nothing short of stellar. This is an ambassador who takes his job seriously. And he has really changed Germany. I'm talking hunting down ex-Nazis, all kinds of stuff, passing. Just go look at his record and then tell me that anything that this clown, Lawrence D. O'Donnell, said is true. None of it's true. I mean, I have to tell you that. But I love the way they get triggered. So he says he's put this incompetent, he called Richard Grenell incompetent, and he says he replaced Joseph McGuire, who was expected to be nominated. Now, I don't know anything about Joseph McGuire. I'm just going to give you my assessment of things when people say he was expecting that he would be nominated, but it didn't happen. Kind of like that lady that was expected to take over a role and President Trump changed it. Let me tell you what I've learned about these changes. What I can tell you is the likelihood that Joseph McGuire is a deep state swamp rat is pretty good. The same with that woman. The likelihood is good because Donald Trump is finally saying, okay, I'm at a point where I'm going to start making the decisions myself. When he brought in Reince Priebus and Katie What's-Her-Face, they were sort of, well, Mr. President, this person served in this role, this, that, and the other. There'd be good continuity if you kept them. He kept them. He kept many of them. He brought in his own cabinet. He gave people a chance. Secretary of State, Secretary of this, his Chief of Staff. He gave people chances. He says, look, you've been in corporate America. Come over here, start doing something in the political side that can make a difference. That this is going to round you out in ways you would never believe. And he invited titans of industry to join him. Very, very wealthy people, Mnuchin and others. Right? Some of them made it, some of them didn't. But that's okay. But most of the people were holdovers based on Reince Priebus recommendations or recommendations of others inside of government that said, this person's critical, this role is critical, you know, we've got to maintain a level of continuity, particularly in the DOJ, area of DOJ, Department of Justice. That's FBI, CSA, CIA, NSA, and others. And the reason for that is, if you're already on the trail of bad guys, you don't want to change things. Donald Trump believed that when he took over, there were people that really did love this country. They didn't care about the president. They just looked at it as business as usual. They outlast multiple presidents. So why do you care? Well, here's why you care. Over the past few decades, the ideology of leftism is such that leaving these people entrenched and not checking this attitude of socialism has allowed these people to develop that feeling. And Barack Obama put that on steroids. That's why when you say they say he weaponized the government against Trump, he did. People were all in for Obama. They were okay with Bill Clinton. They were okay with, you know, other Jimmy Carter or whatever. But they loved them some Barack Obama. That was the thing that let them come out, and it made people emboldened to believe that that ideology works. And Jim Carville told them, you're going to see this for the next 200 years. You better get used to it, and on and on. And then the phenomena of Trump happened. They didn't know how to handle it. And that's where we are. So what I'll tell you, and you go look it up. I'll know after this broadcast who Joseph McGuire is, but I'm going to bet you if he didn't get the role, Donald Trump said, I'm going to look into him a little deeper and decided, nope, don't want to go that route. But you get Lawrence O'Donnell and other leftists who blow a gasket. Donald Trump makes a change to DNI. Who does he want? Does he want to bring back Clapper?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.